WTR NC9V. How you doing, Tom?
Leon, if I got that right. Oh, doing pretty good. Let me turn this radio down in the background. We're just running up to Aldi and out to Wally World. How's your day?
Good, doing good. I can't complain. I'm playing with my radios here, and I'm using the HT in the shack of my base antenna, and it's running through an amp, but I don't have the amp on. How's it sound?
Couldn't be any better.
Give you a thrill, because I've never used this amp before. Let me turn it on. Okay, how's that sound?
Be about the same, because the repeater's putting out 50 watts, and you could put 1,000 in, it wouldn't make any difference. But there's no distortion or anything like that. It sounds good.
I just wanted to know about the distortion. I know it's not going to make any difference to the repeater. I don't think I'm running full power on the HD either. But I just want to make sure the amplifier's not distorting anything or causing any problems. So I'm getting a little bit of a time here.
Well, give me a dead key for about 5 or 10 seconds, and I'll tell you what I hear.
I can do that. But I don't want to run it too long, though.
Well, what you have, Leon, is just a, very, very, very low hum in there that wouldn't even be noticeable otherwise. But I can hear a little bit of like that. But it's very minuscule, so it's a great signal, and the amp's doing fine. What'd you get, a RF Concepts or something like that?
I picked this one up at the Zebraville Amfest, and it's a used one. It's a Mirage B310G, 144, 148, and it's like 160 watts out.
I have a friend up in Whip City, Missouri, had one of those. He did a lot of single sideband with it, and I would think it'd be of great advantage there.
Goal is get to play with it like that and see how it does.
And back then, he gave me a real old single sideband capable 2-meter radio. And one night, my neighbor come streaming over there and saying I was getting into his cheap Chinese stereo. But I had told him long before that, I said, if I ever interfere with anything in your house, I said, just come over and let me know. Well, he didn't come over in a civil way. He was hot. But I said, well, I just called the on-off switch, and I just reached over and turned it off. And I said, I won't use it anymore. It was a pretty much of a clunker radio, though.
I'm sure I crossed those, but, yeah, I don't understand people. Try and communicate with them nicely, and they wait till it's too late and get aggravated and want to come over and cause a scene. Kind of like a road rage, I guess. NC9V.
That's exactly what it was. I've known his family from birth, and, you know, got along with him well, and his grandpa that lived there in that house before he rented it was my closest friend in my life. And there was no reason for him not coming over there and just being civil about it and saying, hey, Tom, you're getting in my TV set. Wow, there's a semi-truck, a double, I think. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, it's a tree service. Okay. He's pulled off there by the old mill up here on 101. And I got a feeling they're going to try to clear off some of these trees down here along the road because they're really bad and they're huge.
I guess you can clear them now. You can clear them when they're a problem. I like getting off the problems. I've got some trees around the house here I want to get topped out just to keep them away from the house, if you know what I mean.
Leon, when we done that many years ago, and it was expensive enough then, it ain't going to be exactly cheap now. But Yeah, the problem with these, it really is frightening. You come around a bunch of curves there before, what road is that that cuts off there, Bernice? You remember? McElhaney or one of those up there. It would be south of the Cunningham Fire Department. There's a bunch of curves in there, and there's no place to go. And there's trees that are maybe, 20 inches in diameter, and they just lopped them off. And you can imagine a tree falling perpendicular to the road, so those ends of those logs where they cut them off are pointed directly at your windshield as you go by. So if somebody comes by there on a cell phone or drinking or something like that, and one of those 20-inch logs goes through the front of their car, it's not going to be a good scene.
My wife were talking about that the other day. We were coming back down I-26, and there's an emergency lane there. They had a couple of trees laying over. They trimmed them so they weren't on the travel lane, but, you know, you got an emergency, you're concentrating on your emergency, and you pull off at night into that emergency lane, and, you know, you hit one of them trees, I'm going to be mighty upset. I'm going to be suing somebody.
Don't say it's an act of God, and you won't get anything. But it's scary. I'd hate to see somebody do that, and especially us. But we don't go down through there at night very often. But, boy, if you're not right on the ball down there, there is no escape. Well, we're just going to go look for some grapes over here at Aldi's, not far from there, and getting into the traffic, Leon. But good to talk to you this morning. Yeah, it's still morning. And then run over to Wally World. I want to get some targets so I can sight in my grandson's pellet rifle. I put a new scope on it for him, and as soon as it warms up enough for this old man to get out in the backyard there, I'll zero it in for him. Nice talking to you, Leon, NC9V and 0TR73s. Have a good day.
Tom, you do the same. Yeah, I appreciate you coming back and talking to me there. Checking out that amplifier. You and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day. And the other day when you were talking about those oatmeal raisin cookies that Miss Bernice was making, you don't know how close I came to making the right turn there and heading over to your house. I'm a fiend for oatmeal raisin. Anyway, 73, y'all have a great time. And C9B.
Where do you live at from us, Leon? I never looked it up on QRZ or anything.
We're in Edneyville. I don't know if you're familiar with Highway 64 as you go towards Edneyville, Chimney Rock. Technically, I can walk from my house to Chimney Rock Park. We're on a ridge that comes off of Sugarloaf Mountain. And if you were driving it, you'd be turning right before you got to the Criminal Justice Academy, the western campus there, and a road called Gilead Mountain Road. And we're 6 miles up the mountain that way.
Sounds beautiful. Well, you just do that next time. And you're always welcome. And you can come see my station and how it's set up. Nothing really, really fancy. But I'm proud of it. And I got 3 wire antennas out there. But they do the job for me. I only worked one station last night. And I think I've worked him before in Madeira Island. There's probably not too many hams out there, but I didn't see much on last night, but yeah, stop by anytime. Just holler your call sign when you come up, and we'll talk to you later, Leon. NC9V and 0TR clear.
Hey, well, I just might do that. NC9V clear.